Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Good evening and welcome to you all across the world, I have to say. I do know this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are, I've actually got listeners in India listening to me at this very moment. So welcome to my show, this is the Nick Humphries Medium Show. And, well, what can I say? I've just had a fantastic weekend and even a week. So before I go into that and let you know of other stuff that I'm doing and so on, let me put you to the points of contact, okay? How to contact the show and how to contact me. So first of all, to contact the show to get a reading tonight, its telephone number is 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or if you're outside of the United States, it's 001-760-283-4611. And of course, there's always the Skype button. So you can go into Skype, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's how you can link into the show. But obviously, you can catch me in all lots of different ways. So my website is www.nick-humphreys.com. That's HUMPHRIES. And also there's International Medium Nick Humphreys on Facebook and Twitter. Yes, I'm now on Twitter. It's Nick A. Humphreys. So N-I-C-K A. Humphreys, HUMPHRIES. That's me on Twitter. And I do tweet. I haven't tweeted today because I've been very busy today. I've been on the phone a lot and I've been driving a lot. So there you go. And you can email me. You can even email me if you want to, okay? Just to say hello or whatever it is, to invite me over to wherever you live. It's info@nick-humphreys.com. It's so easy, okay? So we have got a packed show tonight. I've got some music. I've got a story or a couple of stories to tell. And we've also got a guest popping in a little while as well. So what am I doing? What have I been up to? As you know, in my shows, I always like to talk about the things that have been going on. So let me tell you what's actually going to be going on later on this month, okay? I'm actually going on my way on Saturday, flying over to lovely Norway again. I'll be spending 5 days in Norway, doing lots of trance healing, lots of trance demonstrations, messages, and so on. But it's a fantastic time to be out there. This time of year, I mean, I was out there, in February, wasn't I? It was just a dream. I can't wait. The lovely Bertha and all the lovely Norwegian people, because I know they are listening this evening. Okay. So, who's in the chat? We've got a few people in the chat room. So, welcome to the chat room. So, and I will be going from page to page because I've got quite a few pages open this evening. So, and I've got lots of messages coming through already. So I'm actually in Norway from the Friday. Sorry, I'm actually the Saturday. And then I'm back in the UK on the 21st. Now, people don't actually believe me when I say that my work will take me anywhere or I will go anywhere to do my work, to show people unconditional love, and to do healing. I can't say too much about this weekend because me and my guests are going to talk about it. So, but I was just got back late this evening. In fact, I've probably been in the house probably about an hour. So we were actually in Chester visiting family, but we went to Leeds, which is another 2 hours drive from Chester. To go and offer some healing to a loved one that we know that is in need of healing. So we went there, drove back home, stayed there overnight last night, and then obviously we drove back home today. But I got a message from my very good friend in India saying that one of my clients' father's very poorly in India. Can I do, is there anything I could do? I said, yes, of course, we can do distant healing. And it's a powerful tool, distant healing. People don't realise how powerful it can be. But it's also, we can also do something called astro travelling, where we travel across the astral plane and out of our body to go and give healing. So that's what I did. And then I got a phone call this afternoon, this morning. Basically, I'm going back to India. I come back on the 21st of March, and I fly out to India, or it could be Singapore. We're not sure yet. on the 24th, and I'm going out there for 5 days. So 24th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, yes. So don't worry, Angela. I will be back in time for your event. I thought I'd just say that. So I did specify that I had other events that I needed to do. So I will be going. I'm going out there. And then before I know it, me and Mike will be going back to Norway. So, but before we go back to Norway, I have a rather big show going on. It's on the 6th of April here in the UK in Runcorn at a place called the Brindley Theatre. A very nice theatre. And one I'm really looking forward to actually doing. crazy. So yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's cheap, okay? It's £10 a head or £9 concession. There are a few tickets left. It's going to be a great night. A great night of mediumship, hopefully, bless it be if the spirits come through. Messages, a bit of laughter, maybe a bit of tears, but maybe a bit of physical mediumship as well. But we, you know, it's going to be a good night, and I'd love for you to all to come along. You know, I really would. But you know, let's go back to what I said about me and my work. My work really does take me wherever it needs to go. You know, I will travel the length and breadth of the UK. I will jump on a plane, providing, you know, it's within reason, and so on. You know. Because I still have my home life that I need to deal with as well. But, you know, I'm pretty much open to go anywhere. I love it. yeah, it could be physical, my show. Let me explain the physical, okay? I do trance, obviously. So there might be a demonstration of trance where I might bring somebody's loved one through and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard me say this before. But it's going to be a great night. It really is. But it's all about connectivity as well. I did a big event over the weekend. I will talk more about this big event in a little while when my guest comes in, because we were both there. And sometimes it's not about the work. Sometimes it's just about the people that you meet, and sometimes it's about your, let's say, colleagues, because they are, you know, we're all doing the same thing. And I met some fantastic people. You know, I met some new faces, and I met up with some old faces. So not literally physically old. I'm talking about old faces that you haven't seen for quite a while. Okay, old friends. You know, so the likes of Sarah May, she was there doing the readings as well, so that was great to catch up with her, because obviously she was a host here on Mike Spirit, so it was nice to talk to her. Then I bumped into this guy called Patrick Gamble, fantastic artist, and his store was amazing, and the pictures that he does, I cannot express how good they were. And then there was Francis Greywolf and Tonya Huntingwolf. Now they're Facebook friends, and I've never met them in the flesh, so to speak. But wow, what fantastic people they are! In fact, me and Tonya got talking to, and they have to forgive me because I can't remember their names. I'm very very poor with names. But we were talking as a group. It was me, Francis, and Tonya. And three other people, well, husband and wife, and another lady, and we were talking about stuff, just generalized spiritual stuff. And Tonya just so happened that she runs a group that is standing up against, you know, for human rights, and when I say human rights, but like earth rights and other stuff, you know, that's important to make the world peaceful. And I thought, that's interesting. So I said to her, that's interesting. I've just started up a group called PGPU. You know, People for Global Peace and Unity. She says, wow, okay, maybe we need to talk. I said, I think we do. Because she is in contact with people like Greenpeace, Amnesty International, and stuff like that. Now, she will be dealing, I feel, this is obviously I got to talk to Tonya about this, but I did say to her at the time, I think you'll be dealing with certain issues over here and, you know, like westwards, and I will be dealing with things like east, so like in India and stuff like that. Not that India's got any issues, well, as such, not like, you know, Afghan or anything like that, you know. So, and it's going to be these two powers connecting, and it's going to be really, really great. Now, I did put on Facebook, actually, start as you mean to go on. And yes, I did actually email President Barack Obama. I'm still yet to wait, have a reply. But I know something else is going on, because something was being mentioned. Well, I can't say too much, but something has been mentioned on a certain site. So and I can't say too much about that. But bear with us. PGPU is going to be massive. And it's not an activist group, you know. We're not going to go and blow people up or anything like that. It's not that at all. It's about bringing peace and unity to the world, the animal kingdom, plant kingdom, Mother Earth, and just joining all the nations together as one. You know, all the people as one, brothers and sisters, stand shoulder to shoulder. Hey, that's what it's about. So it was actually really interesting that. Other people, obviously, we know other people are thinking the same along the same lines, but actually doing it is a different thing. So it was great, and I just, do you know, I love my job. Obviously, there was Ralph Keaton. You know, he was Antony, his partner. We were there, and they, you know, they're the organisers. Quentin Smith, fantastic guy. I've known Quentin for a number of years now. Fantastic healer. And in fact, I do believe I was at one of his workshops, and he told me then that I should be doing more. And I was like, yes, I know, I'm doing more. So, you know, it's great. Who else was there that I can remember the names of? There was loads of people. Trevor Bright was there. So it was just good. It was a really good laugh. But I'm not going to say too much, because obviously my guests will come on and say and talk about her experience. So, but do you know, I just love my job. So tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to talk a bit more about the event at the weekend, and obviously you guys can go and look at my fantastic website, www.nick-humphreys.com, and also India as well, and Singapore. I'm so excited, I can't hide it. It's going to be great. I am being messaged all over the place. Hang on a second, what's going on here then? So, yes, my producer's just asking a question, and I shall answer yes. So, in fact, we will probably go to a tune in a minute, okay? We've got lots of lovely guests in the chat room. So, Angela, obviously, hello. Anne's and April Rocks, and we've got three guests sitting there. So, you know, guess why don't you actually register with Blog Talk, and then you have a name within the chat room, so we know who you are, instead of calling you guests. So, but it's great. Things are really, really beginning to move on. And then if you're actually in Wales, okay, when I get back, let me just check. I'm just flipping the pages of the diary as I speak. So on the 31st, now, Angela, I know you can put a message in the chat room about this, because you're actually doing an event. Now, Angela Howe actually runs and owns AH Events and Promotions, or Planners, it is, shall I say. I'll get a slap wrist for that. But it's a new event that's going to, every Sunday, the last Sunday every month, in a particular hall. Maybe she could put the details up in the chat room. hang on, let me just answer that. Okay. I'll answer okay to that. So, yeah, it's great. But also, I've had some new photos done. I can't wait. I've seen the proofs, and I've chosen the ones that I want. But they are going to be used for things like publicity and my book when it gets published. And hi, Anne. And other stuff as well. So it's great. My website is going to be changing slightly as well. The website as it is going to remain, but I'm just going to tweak it a little bit. I'm going to put different photographs on it. I'm going to spend a lot of time on it, to get it how I, just right for me. So you'll have to bear with that. But it's www.nick-humphreys.com. So, okay. So what we're going to do, I think we're going to go to, I feel like we should go to a track, see if we can get our guest on a little bit earlier. I know we did say half past, but it's only 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm sure she can eat a takeaway quicker than that. She'll kill me for saying that. it's been a crazy time, and it's just proving to be so much fun. It really is. You know, I can't express enough. But also, I just want to say a thank you to somebody as well, because they really did do something for me pretty quickly as well. There's a company called Red Graphic Solutions, okay, here in Wales, actually in Llanelli. And I phoned them up. Now, bear in mind, we were leaving on the Thursday, we needed a pop-up done, a bit of advertising done. And I only phoned him like the Monday. And I said, listen, I'm really sorry, but I really need a pop-up done. Is there any chance, you know, you'd have it ready by Thursday? He went, yeah, don't worry, I'll see what I can do. And bless his heart, Thursday, I got a phone call, it's done, it's ready, pick it up whenever you want to. So he picked it up on the way to Mum and Dad's before we went to this event. So a big thank you to Red Graphic Solutions. In fact, Paul at Red Graphic Solutions, he did a great job. And the actual banner brought a lot of attention, actually. It was not just about the work that we were doing. Oh, but where did you get our banner done? So it was really good. Also, I forgot to tell you this as well. Just bear this in mind and put this in your diary. Thursday the 28th, okay? Because next week, my show will be actually from Norway. Because I'm in Norway next week. It's going to be in front of a live audience. It could be doing live readings. There might be a few other people that I might get to do readings, or then actually to do the readings. It's going to be a full, fun, great show. Okay, so listen to that. That's next week. But the week after, obviously, I'm either going to be in India or Singapore. So I'll be broadcasting from one of those, maybe. Okay, but on the 28th, I have a new show. Okay. It's not on Mike Spirit FM. It's my own show. It's called Feel Closer to Spirit. Okay, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It starts at 8 o'clock. The first show is only for an hour. Okay, I am going through the process of putting more shows in. It will be a weekly show, not a monthly show. So the first week will be an hour. The second week will be a two-hour show, and then from there on, it'll be 2 hours afterwards. Okay, but it'll be every Thursday at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Okay, till 10 p.m. But obviously, 28th it would be 8 till 9. Unless it's really busy, I might extend it for a little bit longer. So, but that's a new show. Feel Closer to Spirit here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, it's be me, Nick Humphreys. Okay, the host here on Nick Humphreys Medium Show. So that's what you need to do. You need to listen in on that one as well. So let's go to some music. Okay, and we might play a track or two, and. I'll come back and hopefully we should have a guest to talk to. And I'll speak to you in a minute. my wife's fault interrupting me, so I'm looking for Derek Acora's book. Oh dear. Anyway, that was Temper Trap. I can't remember the title now. Anyway, never mind. So, how many tunes am I doing? I'm doing 4 tunes, okay? So that was number one. So, but why am I being asked about pages now? People trying to, like, yeah. Right, so I have my lovely guest here this evening, okay? My guest is Sarah May. Welcome to my show, Sarah.
I'm trying not to giggle.
It's always the way, isn't it? It's like, just yeah. After track, it's like I'm being asked to, what page is it on? Never mind. So anyway, Sarah, thank you for coming on, okay? The reason I asked you to come on is because we bumped into each other. I didn't realise that you were going to go to the Psychic Rendezvous. But what a great day, or what a great weekend, should I say. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. It was all last minute for me as well, Nick, and that's probably why you didn't know. You know, I was planning my diary, and I thought, well, I could probably make that. And I got in touch with Tony right at the last minute, and I was in there. So, obviously, we met at Psychic Rendezvous last year, didn't we?
We did, but we didn't speak that much. We sort of said hello to each other, and that was it. I think it was a polite hello.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were. You obviously didn't know who I was.
No.
And, you know, and then obviously we ended up working, doing shows together on the same radio. And that's where we built up the friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I was just saying before, I didn't talk too much about the rendezvous because I knew you were coming on. I thought we could just generally talk about it and how I'm always excited about events that I do anyway. But, you know, I met a load of new people there, like Patrick Gamble, and his artwork is just absolutely astonishing, you know. And also there was, like, obviously Trevor Bright I've met before, but Tonya Hunting-Wolf and Frances Hunting-Wolf, I've spoken to them on Facebook, but I've never actually met them. So it was so nice to meet these people. You know, obviously there are plenty of others, obviously, Ruff I know before, Tony, and a few others of the stallholders as well, Quintin, and yourself. But it was, you know, I got there on a Friday, me and my wife, because obviously we had Helen there doing therapies for Humphrey's Holistics and our stall. But we could tell, actually, the atmosphere was absolutely buzzing. It really was. And then on the Saturday, it was even better. So what was the highlight for you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, highlight. Well, I think Ralph Keaton's fantastic. I mean, I didn't get to see them performing, but also Derek Acora. He's just such a lively, happy-go-lucky, easygoing guy. And he just brightens up the room when he's there. So it was nice to see him. And, you know, Francis Greywolf, you were talking about.
Yeah.
I met him and Tonya at a Jerry Humphries event once. I think it's down Reading Way. So I have met them before, a while ago. And what the highlight for me was, I was sitting doing a reading with somebody, and I was sort of in the hallway in front of the main entrance, and Derek's angel stand was on the left-hand side. And I looked up, and there's Francis Greywolf walking past me, holding Derek Acora's hand. So I was like, what are you two doing? And Derek said, it's okay, and he was smiling. And Francis had taken him, obviously I found out later, to have his aura taken, or a picture taken, so that was quite fun.
It was funny seeing Derek led by the hand to their stall to have this aura photograph taken. It was hilarious. You should have been in the room. It's even funnier.
Yeah, and it's what's lovely is, I mean, Ralph had come up to me when I was setting up, and I thought, I haven't got my banner up yet, and he's not going to know who I am. And we're chatting away, and I said, by the way, I'm Sarah May. And he said, yes, I know. And I said, you do? He said, I recognise your picture off Facebook. So I said, oh, there we go then. Because obviously we had a few chats on Facebook, and there's quite a few people, like Quentin. He kept walking past, and I kept thinking, I know you from somewhere. But I don't know whether I've seen him on somebody else's Facebook page or whether it's just like a karmic thing and I recognise him. And, of course, Alison Sherrill, who I work with on Sky Television, she was there. So it was nice for us to reconnect. And, you know, some lovely people there. Patrick Gamble, I was looking forward to meeting Patrick because I'll be doing the psychic the psychic fair in Wimble. So it was nice to meet him, obviously, before we go to that. Are you going to that one, Nick?
When is that one?
I'm there the 20th, 21st and 22nd.
Of
June, of summer solstice.
Let me have a look. I'll have a look now. I've got my diary. I've got my diary handy tonight. No, I'm not, because I'm doing an investigation at Skewered Inn that weekend. But as you say, it was nice to meet these people before we do these events, because I will be doing the psychic fairs with Sue Oathwaite. So, it was just great.
Yeah.
It was just great. But I think the highlight for me, obviously, I've seen Derek in action. And I know Derek has had, you know, obviously in the past he had a lot of bad press. But I have to say, he, as you said, he is the most genuine person I've ever met. He's down to earth, got time for everybody, enjoys life, has a good laugh, and he's very friendly and cares about everybody as well. That's what I noticed about him. And do you know what? He actually gave me a book. Well, actually, he didn't give me a book. I think Helen brought a book, and he's good in it. Okay, I've got it here, right? He'd done one for me and Helen, right? Because obviously he has his stall there. And I'll tell you something about Derek in a minute. So he had one for me and Helen, which he signed to Nick and Helen. Lots of love, right? Now, I'm doing a show in the Brindley in Runcorn on the 6th of April. And he wrote this in the book for me. He put, to Nick, best of luck at the Brindley. You'll be great. Enjoy, Derek Cora. And I thought that was so nice of him to write that. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know about you, but I think everybody's always got somebody that they aspire to, or you know, they are drawn to, and he is the one and only, the one that I've always been drawn to or aspire to, because he's always so genuine. And actually, when I was started off doing the spiritual churches, I always got told that I was doing it wrong. I shouldn't walk around and go up to people. I should stand at the front of the service and you know, do it that style. And I was going, no, this is how I want it. The energy is pulling me towards these people. I want to run around. I want to pull a stupid face. I want to make people laugh. You know, that's how I do it. And when I went to see Derek in the rendezvous last year, I thought, thank you. And I said to Derek, thank you so much, because you've confirmed so much that I've been told by spirit about how I need to work, and you're doing it. But he's been doing it a lot longer than me. So, and he's been doing it on TV and stuff like that. So it was great. And but as you say, he's a lovely guy. And Helen, Helen's going, he's sitting next to me again. He's a fantastic guy. What do you mean you're in love?
You know who I haven't mentioned as well, who I didn't actually get the opportunity to see or meet, is Debbie Dean.
Yes.
And I had some really good feedback with a lot of people that came to see me who'd seen her, saying that her spirit art was fantastic and her communication was really good as well. So I'd give her a mention.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Debbie Dean sent me a friend request on Facebook, and I put, didn't I know you from somewhere, stupidly, because we didn't actually talk at the rendezvous. And I said, were you at the psychic rendezvous? And she went, yes, Nick, I was. And we walked past each other several times and said hello to each other, but we didn't actually talk. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry that we didn't talk, because she sounds and seems like such a lovely lady. And I got loads of good feedback about her as well. Mm. So next time, huh? I promise her I'll buy her a coffee next time. So there you go.
You didn't buy me one.
I didn't buy you. I tell you what, next time we're at Best Western, because I know they're doing the rendezvous at the Moat House Hotel again, okay, in Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll buy you a hot chocolate. You want to try a hot chocolate from there, I'll tell you. It's worth the £4.
That's a deal.
It was a great venue. It was a great venue.
That cheese sandwich for a fiver was fantastic as well.
Did you? You had the cheese sandwich, did you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the evening meal was quite good. What's it called? The buffet, wasn't it? Was it buffet? Or no, what's it? Carvery. The Carvery was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I went home, you see, because I'm only about an hour and 15 minutes away.
Oh, are you?
I drove up and drove back. Yeah, I live in Birmingham.
Of course.
So
Birmingham, you've got the accent, of course.
Birmingham.
Yeah. But, do you know, I've got to say thanks to Ralph and Tony for putting on such a good event. It was good. You know,
I think as a worker, you know, as a reader, what was nice about it is none of it was capped. It was very easygoing. There wasn't any dictation as to what you can and can't do. You were left to just be professional, and we all found a nice rhythm amongst us as to, you know, what we wanted to charge, we didn't want to charge. And I think the majority of people did okay out of it.
Yeah, I think so. There, obviously, we had a lot to contend with because we had Mother's Day on a Sunday. We also had the rugby on the Saturday and the Sunday. So we had a lot to contend with as well, but I think we came out smiling at the end of it.
Yeah.
So, and the shows, obviously I had a really great workshop, because obviously I did a workshop on the Saturday afternoon, and that was great. It was only an hour. I should have done 2 hours because I really needed that time. But the shows, the matinees were good. I know Ralph had done one, and what's the lady's name? Come on.
Debbie,
thank you. See, I'm terrible with names. Yep. She done one, and obviously in the evening we had Derek, and it was great.
Of course, Stephen Holbrook was there as well, wasn't he? Well,
yeah.
Steve Holbrook. I didn't see him at all because I wasn't there on the Friday.
Yep. Yeah, nice guy. A very different way of working, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we've all got our own styles that we go for. I'm not saying, don't think I'm saying this as a negative. I'm not. I'm just saying he was good. His links were fantastic. Really nice guy. A different way of working.
Yeah, apparently his arm goes a bit grey, and his guide had something wrong with his arm. I sort of had a read up about him on the internet.
Yeah, his fingers go all deformed, as if, you know, ivory's. It's like either he's got arthritis in his hands and he can't move his hands anymore, or his arm, and he's actually tapping his arm, and it was like knocking on wood, you know. So, but you know, really nice guy. I did actually enjoy his couple of hours that he was on stage, because he had fantastic links. So yeah, good on you, Steve. So, but yeah, fantastic. I love it. I love our work, you know.
Yeah.
And then, I came home. We shot off to Leeds to do some healing, came back, and I got a phone call. Can you come to India? Can you come to India tomorrow? No, I can't. So, because I'm in Norway at the weekend. Can you postpone it? No, I can't, because it's been too far advanced, you know, for the bookings and so on. And I can't cancel it. So I'm flying back on the 21st from Norway and flying out on the 23rd to either Norway or Singapore.
Wow.
So, but, you know, it's where our work take us. You know, I mean, don't you do work? Where do you've flown somewhere before, and you go somewhere?
No, my international work is mainly internet. I do a lot of international work on the internet,
right.
Into people's shows, chat rooms and stuff like that. Kevin Masters, I was on the, is it KJB Ghost Hunters, Kentucky Ghost Hunters, I was on a couple of weeks ago, and that was 1 o'clock in the morning because of the time difference.
Yeah.
And I've done Spiritualist Online. I've done a lot of internet work from home, really. And I think my year of travel is this year, but I'm travelling a lot in this country this year. So, you know, just waiting for the international to kick in.
It will. It will kick in. Because I thought, when I last spoke to you, I thought you had an invite to go to, was it not Dubai, but somewhere else. What's the place? I can't remember. Anyway, somewhere.
Well, I've got links in Australia and New Zealand and America, but it's just finding the right timing and the finances to get over there as well.
Yeah, that's always the thing, the finances. So, but, you know, put it out to spirit, as you know. Please give me a word to the finances.
I just wait for the door to knock, Nick. I mean, I don't really go out looking for work. The work comes for me, and I think that's really nice. You know, that's the way that I like it. And I've worked really hard to get to where I am, and I'm just really enjoying it. I'm not in any rush to make any great difference. I'm just taking my time and enjoying it.
Good. And that's what it's about, really.
Yeah. Yes.
About the enjoyment. So, hang on, let me just check with the missus. Didn't you ask Derek if he wants to come to the Brindley? Helen's asked Derek Acora to come and see me at Brindley. You nutter.
He probably will. If he's not busy.
If he's not busy, yeah, because he's only down the road, really. So, oh, can you imagine that? Me doing, like, links for Derek. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, so. Really lovely.
Yeah, and it would be good.
You're doing the Skiridon, are you, Nick? When are you doing that?
I'm doing that on the 22nd of June, so you'll be in Wimborne.
Yes, I've been invited to Barnstable as well on the 23rd, but I'm not too sure whether I can make that. If I can, I will. It's all seaside, isn't it?
It was all seaside. It's all west, isn't it? Or west coast or south coast, wherever they are. I can't remember it. But just for the listeners, it's Psychic Fair. And it's on Facebook, and they do fantastic events. Their events are, well, it's obviously like holistic therapies and readers, and then you've got demonstrations and stuff like that. But go on to Facebook and look up Psychic Fairs, because there's a whole list of events and dates. I haven't added any dates to my diary as yet on which ones I'm doing, because obviously Norway has taken precedent and now India. So, but I will be going to, I think there's one in July or August, something like that, that I'll be doing. So again, it's having the money to get there and do it.
Yeah.
So we might have to, no, I was going to say we might have to share a room. So I'm joking.
And
share a car. So yeah. So are you up for doing some readings tonight?
I don't mind. That'd be nice. I've missed my radio. I've got to tell you, I've been really busy, Nick. Really busy. I've had a lot of doors opening. But I've got to say, you miss doing the radio every week. If you ever come away from it, you're going to feel like you've lost your arm.
I know. Well, I'm actually doing, obviously, I'm staying with Mike Spirit FM, because I've been with Mike Spirit for well over a year. But I am actually starting a new show called Feel Closer to Spirit on a Thursdays. So it'd be every Thursday. So I'm not moving away. I'm expanding.
Yeah.
Because I love it. I think it's great. It's not just about the work. It's the expansion. You know, I'm obviously helping people in America and in India and you know the score.
You grow. You know, you
do.
Doors close and doors open, and it grows and moves forward. I mean, I'm looking at doing a radio show with Ara Parisian and Grant Collier. So, you know, and that's, she's in Canada, so it's nice to just link the two countries together. And we're all very similar energies. So, you know, that's something that we're looking forward to doing as well. But obviously we're not ready to do that yet. We will announce and let everybody know when we are.
Yeah, good old Grant. So,
he's lovely. I love him to bits.
I miss hearing his Cockney voice.
One of the best.
Well, he's not Cockney, but, you know, he's a South voice.
Londoner.
Yeah, he's a Londoner. So, yeah.
And, of course, he's singing as well. I think we'll get him singing on the radio. And, of course, Psychic Fairs that we're doing, there's a guy who works on there by the name of Robin Lan, who is a master palmist, and doing a Spirit in Your Hand tour with Grant and Robin, starting on the 25th of May, my mum's birthday.
Ooh. Cool, excellent. Really good. Excellent. Right. I've been
typing to you now.
Yeah, I know. It's actually, I've got people listening to me in India tonight, so that you're being heard in India.
Hello, India.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, they're having problems with their PC, so they can't quite get to hear all the show. Anyway, there you go. But also, can you hear me slurping? I'm slurping.
What are you doing?
Drinking hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
No. Well, you know, hot chocolate, I love hot chocolate.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah. So, and if you didn't have hot chocolate at the Moat House Hotel, oh, you missed it.
I had a couple of coffees and some Coca-Cola to keep me awake.
Coca-Cola to keep you awake. Oh, well, that's why you were bouncing around the room.
Bound.
I'll tell you what, do you know, I've never seen it before. There was, if you walked around the rendezvous, there was a lady in the room that Quinton Smith was in with coloured bottles. Did you see that?
No.
She had a whole stall of coloured bottles, and they were all numbered.
Yes, it's called something. What was her name? I probably knew her. Was it Barbara somebody?
Stella Grove, Holistic Intuitive. And basically, you had to choose whatever colour or bottle you were drawn to.
Yes.
So I remember choosing like a purpley red colour bottle. It's actually the liquid inside. And then basically the number on the lid would give her, she'd look it up and then it would give you the meaning. So mine was about moving forward, taking the big step and stuff like that. So it was a bit of confirmation about certain things. And, you know, it's, so I've never seen it before. I thought it was really quite interesting.
Yes, I have. I was in somewhere in the Birmingham area, and there was a lady there that had those.
Yeah, I've never seen it before. I thought it was really interesting.
I think the lady who invented it, I think, is in spirit, if I'm right. You know, that's if it's the same kind of thing that's been used. Because the lady who was showing me had told me that she'd been taught it by somebody, and they're now in spirit.
Wow, that's great. I mean, I think it's a shame. I should have gone and had a photo or a painting done with Patrick. Really should have done. But I was so busy doing readings, I didn't really have the time to do it.
No, I didn't have time either, Nick.
No.
I kept having a quick peek around, and every now and again I'd disappear for a drink and come back. But that's the trouble with working, isn't it? It's a lovely atmosphere, but, you know, you've got work to do. And I didn't get a chance to see any of the shows either. So at least you've seen the shows.
Well, I only saw the evening shows. So, okay. You know, obviously we packed up then, you know, we'd put all the cloths over the stalls and, you know, went off and had a bit of dinner and then ran downstairs like maniacs, running through the doors just before the performance. So, but yeah, no, it was busy. It was good.
It was.
Yeah, it was good. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go and listen to some music. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do some readings.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to... I think we'll go to a couple of tracks and then gives me time to have a top-up and be hot chocolate. And and then we'll come back and we'll do some readings for the lovely listeners.
Okie dokie.
Right, speak to you in a minute.
Okay.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse?
Two great tracks. Don't ask me who they were, cause I can't remember. There's Coldplay, Fix You, and All About Eve. Can't remember the name of the track. So my mind's not with it. It's a long journey home. It's like 3 hours, 3.5 hour journey home today. And it's just, you know, the sun in your eyes and your missus asleep next to you. It's just and a baby toy going off in the background. So I just want to quickly get this straight, because for the listeners in India that are asking about me going over, I am going over to India, possibly India or Singapore, on the 23rd. Okay, but I'm only there for 5 days. I'm doing healing, but I am returning in November for 4 weeks, and it'll be a full 4 weeks, and I'll be travelling around the whole of India: Mumbai, Bangalore, Delhi, Guwahati, Calcutta. And so I'll be doing the whole works out there for 4 weeks, just for my listeners. So, and I have to type that as well. So anyway, we've got the lovely Sarah May with us this evening. So, which I'm so happy to have, because obviously she was a host here on Mike's Bit FM, and it's just good to have her back on here to do some readings and to have just a chat. So, are you enjoying yourself, Sarah?
I'm loving it. I mean, I can't get in chat though. I must apologise. I've forgotten what my password is, or it's not giving, letting me get in with my password. So everybody that's in there, hello. I'm not ignoring you. Can you hear my cat, Dick?
What I'll do is I'll put, hi, Sarah says she's ignoring you.
Can you hear me, Dick?
So I'll put, says hello. So
I'm
there
waving.
You go. Sorry?
I'm waving.
Oh, and a waving. Okay. Right, hang on. Let me put a waving.
Oh, Sarah says hello.
Oh, sorry. That was me. Yeah. Right there. Waving. So there you go. Right, so let's. Should we? I've got another cup of chocolate, so I'm happy. Let's do some readings, I think. How do you want to work this evening? How do you want to do the readings?
Don't mind.
Do you want to double up?
Can do.
Okay, let's see.
Don't mind.
Okay, let's see how we go. So I know we've had callers drop off and then come back in. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups. So I can't remember. Pen, I think, is no, pen and paper. Stacey is, I was going to say the next caller is pen and paper. It's not at all. It's Stacey. So oh, God, I've got the giggles. Stacey, are you there? Stacey?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hi,
yeah,
Stacey.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. And where are you calling from, sweetheart?
Florida.
Florida. Okay, I bet you're having some lovely weather out there, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to get a cold front tonight.
Are you?
That's what they say.
Can't be anything like what we're having.
It'd be in the 30s, probably.
In the 30s?
Yeah.
That's cold front for you, is it?
It's cold for us.
Did you hear that, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a minus, we are, aren't we, Nick?
Yeah, we are.
Wow, you can keep that.
Oh, no, don't worry, we'll bag it up and send it over for you.
No.
So how can we help you this evening?
Can you just, maybe you have messages for me? Just give me a general.
Just a general?
Yes,
okay,
please.
So I think we've got the lovely Sarah May on tonight. Okay, so what we're going to do is, I think I'll have a quick go now, and then Sarah can jump in on the reading and see what she gets for you as well. Okay, because as I know I've been talking to you now, and I've got a vibration from your voice and spirit are connected to your vibration. Okay, so I've got a lovely lady here that's coming before me now from the spirit world. Beautiful lady, beautiful energy, and actually quite jolly. She wants to tell me that she's from your mum's side of the family. Sweetheart, this is your mum. Do you understand your mum in spirit? Your mummy.
I would think that's my grandma I took from my mom. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But on your mum's side of the family, then, yes?
No. I didn't meet her. I don't know her.
It doesn't matter if you didn't meet her or not, sweetheart. She knows you, okay? But this is.
Okay.
She just said to me. Let me just say again. Your grandmother's on mum's side, yes? Yes, sweetheart. She just said, I'm grandmother on mum's side, okay? Thank
mm-hmm.
you. She just said I'm very deep rooted as well. So, she was a real character, and a lady of lots of wisdom as well. Right, thank you. She just tells me here that you've been struggling recently as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. Is she talking about your emotions are running a little bit high also? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. She tells me that you need to calm down, okay, and stop getting frustrated about the things that aren't happening around you. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
She's telling me you're expecting things to happen a lot quicker than they are. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. She just said to me as well, please can you tell her that my passing was quite quick and she's sorry that she forgot or didn't get to see to meet you, okay? Right, thank you. But your mum would understand, okay, that she would have passed very quick also, so unless you understand now, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. But she's also telling me that she's here with granddad or grandpapa, she actually said. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Right. Thank you. But you understand your grandpa or your... I'll say grandfather, it's easier for me, okay? Your grandfather mm-hmm. would have smoked a pipe. Would you understand this?
I was told he did, yes.
Right, okay, there you go. Because he's standing in my doorway of my room now and he's smoking a pipe and making lots of smoke everywhere and it's not very nice because I'm not a smoker, so... right, there you go. But he's a lovely gentleman, okay? But he would have been a fairly tall kind of gentleman, but very quiet, and would have just stood back and watched. So you understand that with him as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sweetheart. Right, thank you. He just said to me, he went, yes, but don't tell her not to get lost in all the rubbish that's going on. So do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. Right, because he's also talking about your voice being drowned out. So he's telling me that there's lots of people around you talking over you. Do you understand? Or,
yeah.
Right, thank you. Okay. It's almost like they're belittling you or telling you not to do stuff. Right, thank you. But he says, actually, once you get your mind to it and you get past this, you'll be going leaps and bounds into your work environment as well. So there's lots of stuff going on about your work environment too. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But he's telling me leaps and bounds. You'll be going leaps and bounds. Right, because you are being restrained with your work at the moment. It's like some people around you are holding you back. But don't worry, it's not going to last very long because you'll break those bonds and move forward a lot quicker, okay? Okay. Right, thank you. So he's also talking about... can I have a look? He's actually coming forward a bit more now. Right, thank you. He's also talking about a child around you at the moment. I want to go to a boy. It looks like a boy to me. Would you understand this?
Not a boy, a girl.
Okay, just hang on a second. No, hang on. Right. I've got to be careful here because he's showing me a boy here, okay? To me, he would probably be standing about five or six years old, okay? But I feel this baby would have been in spirit, sweetheart, or is in spirit. So would you understand there would have been a loss of a child into spirit? Not necessarily that age. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And you understand that that child would have been a boy that went to spirit?
That I wouldn't know.
Okay, sweetheart. But he's telling me there's a boy here in spirit, would now be around 5 or 6 in age, okay? So would you understand that there was a loss of a baby about that sort of time? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Because even when we lose a baby, sweetheart, to the spirit world, okay, we continue mm-hmm. to grow, okay? I have to say, he's a picture of health, okay? He's in the arms of your grandfather here. In fact, he's standing there, and your grandfather's got his hands on his shoulders, okay? He tells me he's a good boy. Thank you. And he said he will be making a return to you also, but when things calm down around you, okay? You understand
me?
Okay. Okay, sweetheart. Obviously, we've got Sarah May on the line here as well. What I'm going to do, I'm going to gracefully back out. I'm going to give you all the love from your lovely loved ones here in the spirit world, okay? Please be
okay,
strong.
Thank
and don't
you.
Worry about everything that's going on. And I'll pass you over to Sarah May, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. That was a lovely link, Nick.
Thank you.
Hello, Stacey, darling. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, what I'm picking up, I pick up physical things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a tingling all around my face, okay? And I'm wondering if somebody has a problem either with their skin or maybe there was some sort of stroke or something attached to somebody in your family, sweetheart.
Yes.
okay? Because I feel it so closely, I feel it's a very close person to you because they're making their presence very well known to me, all right? Mm-hmm. I want to give you a January link here, which may be relevant to you around birthdays or passings.
Yes.
Do you understand this, yeah?
Yes, I
and
do.
I want to say to you, I mean, this isn't me, Stacey, but I do want to tell you I love you. Okay, yes. It's somebody who's close to you.
I know who that is.
I also feel like my stomach is churning over as well. Okay, so I get the feeling that this is you. That you maybe get a lump in your throat and your stomach churns over a little bit when you get nervous or when you're worried. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also feel like somebody's got something in their eye, like a grit in their eye, or they've had to wash their eye out. I don't know who this is, but it's somebody around you. My eye's dry, my right eye.
Oh, okay. I think I know who that is, yes.
You understand?
Yes.
And that's a bit itchy. Okay. Okay, darling. I want to give you the name David. Who's David around you?
David,
not always in spirit. A lot of the time, spirit people tell me about the person, the people on earth.
I know, not David, Dave.
Dave, well, to me, that's pretty close, okay, because Dave would have come from David, I would imagine.
So
could you just take that? And I also want to give you the name James as well, as being relevant with you, Jim or James. Understand? Okay, I'm going to bring you towards the month of April, and I want to say to you that there's changes coming in around about that month for you. And I feel like you've been writing something or you've been sending off for something, okay?
Yeah.
I am being told, I mean, we call it a CV, a curriculum vitae, I think it's called in this country, which is up-to-date, sort of, you know, what you've done with your work and your college and all your experiences with work to hand to your future employer or the people that you're going to look for a job with. Do you do this in America?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you handed one out recently or have you sent one off?
No.
Are you in the process of doing so?
I need to.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. It's just a chivion. Something about this curriculum vitae that you need to change, okay? And sort of, you know, we have to tailor them around the kind of job that we're going for. But I think the job that you're going for is slightly different to what you would normally do. And they're telling me to tell you to put some more personal experience in it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I think you're thinking of doing this and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm not too sure, but I feel it's positive, and I feel that you've been given this from Spirit to help you when you apply for this job.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sweetheart. I hope that's helped you.
It did. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you ever so much, darling.
Thank you, sweetheart. Don't remember, you can go to the archives of Bright Spirit FM after the show and download your readings so you can obviously listen to it, and also your family members can listen to it as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you, darling. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Okay.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much. That was great reading. And why don't you ever tell me that?
Well, I can't remember what I've said. You know, do you remember your readings, Nick?
No.
It's bad, isn't it? And sometimes I've read for people and they come and see me, I don't recognise them.
I know. That's the worst. I had somebody come to my house and I'm like, so have you ever had a reading before? She's like, yeah, Nick, you gave me a reading, you know, 6 months back in the shop that I used to do readings in. I was like, really? I felt so awful. So I'm really sorry. I don't remember. I don't remember the reading, and I don't recognise you. You know, there's something about her I did recognise, but I just couldn't place it.
Yeah.
So, but there was, I was doing an event, one of the AH events, right? And this lady walked in, and I said, I know you from somewhere. And I can't picture it. I said, no, she was on Facebook. And I said, I know you're on Facebook. I know you from somewhere. I was typing this on Facebook. I said, did you used to live in blah, blah, blah? She's like, no. Oh, no. Yes, I did. Did you know this person? No, I don't know this person. I'm sure I know you from somewhere. She's like, she's coming back saying, what about this area? And I'm like, no. It's definitely from this area that you said you used to live. Anyway, I actually bumped into her at an AH event and didn't realise, but actually she's one of the stallholders that we've been doing the same events for the last 6 months, and she's always been there. I just didn't put two and two together. How awful was that?
Well, I think it proves that we're instruments. The worst one was when on television, if you did a text and it was gone, and then they text back and they said, we didn't get it, could you do it again? And, you know, obviously spirit will always do the same again, but you forget what you've given.
Yeah, you do. But that's a good thing, I think, as well. I mean, there are times when I will remember certain readings, especially if there's been a lot of physical stuff going on within the reading, you know, like I've had to demonstrate something. You know, that will be one of my stories that I will put in a book probably, because it was so funny, you know. But a lot of the readings, no, I don't remember them at all. So, and if I'm ever doing trance, I've got no chance of remembering anything that goes on. So, but that's spirit, and that's why
pure
we
trust.
Yeah, that's why we do this job.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's why I love it. In fact, I just put a thing on Facebook now saying I love spirit or the spirit world. So I've got lots of likes of that. So, but yeah, should we go to another reading?
That'd be nice.
I'll tell you what, you could do this the first bit then, this okay. time around. So I think we've got Gillian.
Yes. Hi.
Hello, Gillian.
How are you?
Gillian, I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for joining us. Whereabouts are you calling from?
New York.
Lovely New York.
Yeah.
So we've got the lovely Sarah May as a guest on this evening. So what I'm going to do is we're going to pass you over to Sarah May, and then I'll jump in when she's finished, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I should have said it out loud because I was saying New York in my head, Gillian. So I'm already linking with you, sweetheart. And I don't know the American accents very well. But around you, I feel like I've got something wrong in my shoulder, okay? I don't know if this is you or somebody close to you in the spirit world, but I'm almost like got a burning around my shoulder, my right shoulder. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm. Not right now.
Okay, well, let's just build it a bit more and see what else we get with it. Did anybody have passed with breast cancer, or has anybody had a breast cancer scare?
My grandmother
had so it's her.
Breast cancer, but she didn't die. She's
no, I just feel I've got breast cancer because I got that feeling. And I think it may be her with the shoulder, or she's telling me about somebody with the shoulder. So I do feel like
I'm
she's...
I'm going to mom.
Is your mom in spirit? Is mum in spirit or is she on the earth plane?
No, she's on the earth. They all are. All the people that have the scare are still here. They just had a scare.
Oh, your grandma's on the earth plane as well?
And yeah, one of them, yes.
Right, okay. Because I can't always tell where I am. I just get all the feelings and I just say what I've got. I've got a July link here as well, Gillian, which will connect around passings or birthdays. Do you understand this? Birthdays. I also feel like I want to give you number three, so it could be one of three children, or a three on a door, or even three in the month. Okay, but it might not connect with the July because they're just showing me this three. Okay, I can see a silver long key here as well, so I'm wondering if it's connected around work with you. Do you have a key to your workplace?
I have a small key that I use to open the door, but it's not a long, and it's not silver, it's gold. Well, gold-plated.
Okay, so we've got the connection with the work, but I feel also that I've got the long silver key here. Now, why would I have a long silver key? I'm trying to work that out. It's like what we would call a backdoor key, or a key to the back entrance, okay? So quite a biggish key. And I'm wondering if it belongs to somebody else's home, or maybe you helped somebody and you had a key to their house and you went around the back entrance. Do you understand this?
No, I don't have a key to anyone's house.
Okay.
I don't have a long silver key.
No, I know. I knew you were going to say that, but I've still got it. So it may come in for you. All right.
Okay.
Just wait. Hold on to that and wait and see what happens with it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sort of a court case around you, sweetheart, or some sort of liable case?
No, I hope not. Oh, my goodness.
No, don't worry. Is it anybody around you, or was it in the past?
Well, very long time ago, I did have a something for my apartment. Yeah,
okay.
Like I had to go to court for my apartment.
That's fine. I needed to go back on your timeline to sort of mention that, but we're not going to talk mm-hmm. about it. I just knew it was there because they told me a court case or a liable case. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to give you the name John. Have you got a John anywhere around you, either in spirit or on the earth plane?
No.
John.
I can't
think. He's not a neighbour, is he, sweetheart? I feel like I'm inside with this guy, so I don't necessarily feel like I'm family. I feel like I'm to the side, so I could be a neighbour or something to do with work.
A co-worker of mine had a brother who passed with that name.
Oh, just could you please send the blessings, send the love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes okay. they see your light and they know the energy and they can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to send the love there, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who around you has difficulties with their ears?
My cat.
The cat? Okay.
Yes.
Is this a girl cat, sweetie?
It's a boy.
I knew you'd say it was a boy. Is it black and white? I'm guessing here, but I can just see black and white.
Yeah, he's mostly black, but he has some white.
Black and white. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does he need some drops then in his ear, left ear?
Both of them. Yeah, both.
Okay. But more so the left, I feel. I don't know why.
He scratches one more than the other.
I thought so. So that once the drops are in, that'll be sorted out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get the name Christine around you as well, sweetheart. Who's Christine?
Well, I have a cousin by that name, but I'm not really in touch with her.
Okay. It's evidential value because somebody's just mentioned her. I know you're in New York, but why do I want to go to the mountains? Is there some connection with the mountains with you?
Not right now.
Is there any family near the mountains? Okay. Well, could you watch out for that around about the month of September? Because I feel like I'm having a change of environment and it could be a holiday, something like that. Because they're showing me mountains, okay? And I feel like you need to get out of the energy that you're in, but you won't be able to do it quite yet, okay?
Okay.
I feel like there needs to be a change of environment, but it could just be a holiday. And I feel like there will be somebody else there when you go as well. You'll meet somebody there. All right. And just watch out for September with that, sweetheart. Okay. And I'm just going to bring Nick in because I'm conscious that it's his show and I don't want to take up the time here to be working with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Hi, Gillian.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to your voice, okay, hi. I've been asking Spirit to come forward, okay, which indeed they have done because we work on a three-way vibration here, so Spirit to me to you, okay? And sweetheart, as I talk to you and I've been listening, a gentleman has been standing here patiently waiting for Sarah to step aside so he can talk, okay? Is a very nice man. I want to go to your father's side and family and you... Thank you. He just said to me, this is my heart, my heart, my heart. Okay. So my heart went, he said, and he went very quickly to spirit world. But I want to put this link to your father. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it fits him, yeah.
A very strong character as well. But obviously towards the end of his life, he says, his energy faded. But it was before his heart had the problems. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? No? You understand that?
Yes, but it just wasn't a nice guy to me. If that's the person that you're thinking of, if you're talking
about.
Okay,
I'm not thinking of this person. This person is physically standing in front of me, okay?
Okay. Maybe more description and I can see if it's him.
Right, okay. I would say quite tall and quite neatly dressed hair. But I would say he was probably graying. To me, it looks like he's graying. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a full grey. It was like either a pepper coloured hair. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very. I want to say cheekbones as well. When I look at his face, I could see cheekbones. So he had quite pronounced cheekbones here, and I want to say a very good jawline also. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he was kind of fat, so it wasn't much of a cheeky kind of person, except a fat face.
Okay, well, I keep seeing the cheekbones with him, okay? But also, you understand that he would have had a jawline also. He's adamant that he would have had a jawline as well, because he's showing me that way. Do you understand this?
Maybe that's someone else that I'm not aware of, but the person that I'm thinking of that died from the heart attack is a fat guy. And my father has, well, my father's...
Okay, let me carry on working from the link, okay? Because he's saying to me that he's father, and his heart took him, okay? And spirit don't lie. Yes, they can come to us in different forms, okay? Right, thank you. He just said to me, I wasn't always fat. Do you understand this?
I know. I've only known him as being fat.
Right, okay, that's probably what's going on here. He just said to me, I wasn't always fat, okay? Right, thank you. Right, thank you very much. He tells me actually he was a very busy man also, but there was something going on around him when he was on the earth plane, okay? Was the reason why he sort of got fat. So he got, thank you, he said he got lazy. Do you understand that? He got lazy.
Okay.
He said he was a lazy man. Do you understand this?
Sort of. I mean, he just wasn't a nice person, right? So it's not someone I really want to connect with, actually.
Okay, sweetheart. Yep. There's obviously a reason why he's coming forward, okay? Because don't forget, we could be the most despicable person on the earth plane, but once we step into the spirit world, we become that unconditional, because we go into that unconditional to be cleansed of all our wrongdoings and also to be made aware of what we did wrong, okay? Thank you. He's actually said to me, I want to come forward to say thank you to you, okay? Believe me, okay? He's saying, I want to say thank you. I'm asking him why, because of what you're saying about him, okay? Right, thank you. Because you actually stood up against him. Do you understand this? He said, she actually stood up against me. Okay, do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And actually, he said that actually you showed him his wrongdoings also. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Please say yes or no, because I need to know if... Thank you. Right, give me a bit more. Right, thank you. Because it wasn't just you he was horrible to. He said, I was also horrible to my wife as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And he said... You understand, all he wanted was respect. He wanted respect, but nobody respected him. Do you understand this?
I guess I don't know if he wanted respect. I don't know what he wanted.
It's what he's trying to do is, okay, just bear with him a second, because he's trying to talk a bit more about this, okay? Thank you. He just said, she was always a good girl, but I was always the bad man, okay? That's what he just said to me. But he wants to say thank you to you as well, okay? I know I've always said thank you to you once already. What are you saying thank you again for? Right. Okay, thank you. He's given me a couple of things here as well, okay? Because he tells me that actually within you he sees the love and the light, okay? But actually he wants to say thank you for that also. Right. Okay. Sweetheart, I know you don't like the idea of this gentleman being here, but actually he works around you as well. He connects with you quite a lot, he tells me, okay? But don't be scared off by this, okay? Because it's in a nice way, because he wants to give you strength and courage, okay? Thank you. He said, also, recently, sweetheart, I've been watching you, and there's been questionable times around you recently. Do you understand this?
Questionable times?
Questionable times. So there's been quite a lot going on in your life at the moment where you've had to make a few decisions. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do? Thank you. Okay. And he's telling me, actually, you pondered over either making a yes and no. Thank you. He's talking very recently as well. He said you pondered for a little while about something, and it was either a yes or a no decision, and he helped you. And he said, when you think about it, sweetheart, have you been reading something where you've had to either sign something to make this decision or something? Because he's showing me there was a paperwork to do with this as well. Do you understand this?
Recently, no.
Okay. Recently, it could be 2 weeks, it could be a few months, okay? But recently he's telling me that there was a time when you had to make a decision and it was on paper. Do you understand this?
Okay, maybe a few months ago in November when I moved.
Right.
When I changed apartments.
Right, but you were pondering over the decision. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and he says to me, actually, when you were thinking about what to do, did you feel very warm? This is probably hard to remember. He says to me, because when you were making the decision, he made you feel very warm at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, that was him, sweetheart. So he gives you encouragement, okay? Right, thank you. Right. He also says, if you can, see it in your heart, okay, to forgive him, because he wants you to move on, okay, from whatever he's done. He has learned his mistakes, okay, but he sees that actually sometimes you hold those like a grudge, okay, and you don't like to talk about it or whatever it is, but sometimes you just need to let go and be free of those things that have happened to you, okay? Right, say again. Thank you. Sweetheart, also your mum is in spirit as well. Do you understand that? His mum here. Mum is here.
His wife?
Yes. Your mum?
His wife.
I'm talking about...
No, that's not my mother. It's my grandmother.
Right, okay. Right, because he's... Right, because he's saying she is here in spirit. Okay, do you understand? He's talking about a lady here, very close link, like his partner would be in spirit, yes?
Yes, that's his wife.
Okay, right. Because he just said, and she is here in spirit. Thank you. Right, thank you. He said it took a little while for her to get here. So her passing was quite slow. Do you understand that?
Yes, she passed a long time after he did. Like, he passed way before,
yes.
Many years before.
Yep.
Him, her.
He said it took a long time for her to get here. Okay? So take that as you will, okay? Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. He just said, look, can you just tell her I'm sorry, okay? I am sorry. That's what his words were. And on that note, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? But I think actually the meaning of this reading is really for you to get over some of the things or the way that he was and actually forgive him, I think. I think that's what he's after, okay? But you need to really dig deep. Say, I forgive you. Doesn't mean you condone the actions that he did against you. If there was any physical actions, I don't think there was, okay? But you're not condoning that. It's just that you're just moving on from the emotion, okay? But please take his love and your grandmother's love in spirit also, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you do want a reading or the copy of the reading, don't forget to go to the archives of MikeSpirit.fm. After the show, you can download it, and then maybe you can reconnect to it as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've always found this throughout my professional career with working with spirit, is that some people go, I don't want to know that person. Tell him to go back, or he was a nasty piece of work, or she was a nasty piece of work. But sometimes this is what the reading is about. Don't you agree, Sarah?
Yes, because I believe that everybody goes to the spirit world and finds their peace and their forgiveness. And I believe that they have a flashback, almost like, you know when you create a cartoon book, a flashback of good and bad things that you sort of see quickly.
Yeah.
But he would have known that he's done wrong, and he would have probably tried to find his peace and come back and make amends. But not always on the earth plane are we ready to accept that. And you know, that's understandable.
It is understandable, but I've had to do it, and I know a lot of people have had to do it. If we just, even in our mind, just say, do you know what, I forgive you. I forgive
yes.
you for everything you've done towards me. It doesn't mean you condone the actions. It just means that you're letting go of that emotional tie, because the emotional tie really is probably the strongest thing that can happen to you.
Yeah.
You know, and bless his heart, you know, he's coming forward knowing that she doesn't, nowhere in her mind does she ever want to be in contact with him. And he's come forward to say, thank you, you know, because...
Yeah, it's almost like the forgiveness before they meet. That olive branch, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I believe, obviously, we shouldn't be really talking about other people's readings. But you know, I think it's got to be said that, you know, she obviously taught him a lot, you know,
yeah.
and made him realise as well, you know. So bless her for that. You know, that's a great person there.
Mm.
So I think I've got one more track to play, Sarah.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and do some more joint readings. Okay.
Lovely.
Excellent. We're going to get to a track, Ken. Mr. Producer Man.
Reach out the space.
Well, there you go. Sorry. That was Depeche Mode and Touch Faith. No, it's a Personal Jesus. That's what it was. There you go. I'll make a DJ yet. So I'm not laughing at you, Sarah. I'm laughing at a message that was sent to me during that. So it was quite funny. So, yes, there you go. Depeche Mode. And it always makes me think that song. Reach out and touch faith. Whatever your faith may be. So, bless them. So, shall we go to another caller?
Yes.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Or should we just sit here and just chat amongst ourselves?
The callers might not be happy about that, Nick.
I No, I am joking. I'm full of laughs tonight. I think we got Skype caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you? Can we have your name?
Yeah, it's Nikota.
Nikota. Nikota, yeah. Why does that ring a bell? Hello, Nikota. And where are you calling from?
Eastbourne.
Eastbourne. Oh, are you getting all the weather?
Oh, yes.
How deep is it then?
Oh, put it like this. I'd say about 4 or 5 inches. It took my husband 5 hours to get home last night.
Oh, bless. Yeah. Wow. So all those people that are in America, you know, lapping up and worrying about their cold front at 30 degrees, this lady's in Eastbourne, just had 5 inches of snow. So, oh, bless. So how can we help you this evening?
Yeah, any messages? I don't know if you could sort of like, if they could just give me confirmation on my work, I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, let's see what we get for you, okay? Obviously, Sarah May is online as well, so we can go to her in a second. Let me see what we get, okay? Thank you. Sweetheart, as you've been talking to me, okay, as I've said before to all the other callers, we are, as I listen to you, I ask Spirit to come forward, and I get this really dear, sweet lady walking into the room, okay? Thank you. Is that Howard? Thank you. She tells me she was about 76 in age. I could have the age a little bit out here, but 76... thank you. Mum's side of the family. Would you understand this would be Gran on mum's side of the family? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand the 76 as well? Was she about that age?
She was around that age. I can't remember her age that she passed over, to be totally honest with you. I know it was in her 70s.
Okay. Thank you. She's also making me laugh a little bit because she says, I used to waddle. I used to waddle when I walked. Would you understand that with her as well?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. And I wouldn't say, actually, she was very tall. Do you understand that as well? She wasn't very tall.
Yeah, no, she was small.
Right, okay. Thank you. Thank you for confirming that, because I wanted to double-check, because there is somebody peering over her as well, which would be a gentleman. Thank you. He just said, yeah, I'm grandfather also connected to this lady. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. But... it's like they're a comedy act, you know? It's like Morecambe and Wise, comedy act between the two of them. Really lovely people, I've got to say, okay? Thank you,
yeah.
Sarah. And he just said, he leant over your gran, he just said, you just tell her, don't you worry, sweetheart, it's all coming to you, okay? Right, thank you. Right, because he's from that sort of area as well, isn't he? From Eastbourne, that sort of area. It must be, because of the accent.
No. From King Swinford.
Where?
King Swinford, the West Midlands.
Right. Well, he's... oh, okay. I think he's mimicking you then, because he's like, you tell her, okay? Right. Right. Can you just come forward again? Right. Right, thank you. It's... you know your work. He's telling me that you keep dipping in and out of it. You keep dipping in and out of it. Do you understand this? It's like...
yeah.
Right, he said... thank you. He says you've got to make your mind... I'm not going to tell you what he really said, but he says you've got to make your mind up as well, okay? Exactly what you want to do within the job, he says. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because you've been... thank you. He said you can't make your mind up. You either want to do this job or you want to do that job, but I still think it's within the same unit or same work. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Why is... right, I just heard the word line operator or something like that. What is that about? Line operator. Is that to do with him or to do with you? Line operator. What's that? I don't think it's like telephones.
No.
Right, okay. Is it mechanical? Is there something mechanical around you or him? Because it's like mechanical, like factory work. Would you have been in the factory work with him? Do you understand that with him? To be with
no.
him?
No. He was a lorry driver.
Right, don't feed the medium, okay? Right, hang on.
All right, yeah.
Right. Give me a bit more. Right. Right, thank you. It could be my communication was a little bit wrong there, okay? He's talking about the wheels. He's going... he's like, everything's in line, and the cogs and the wheels are in motion. That's what he's saying. It's like everything on the line, okay? Right, give me a bit more. Thank you. Sweetheart, he's also talking about you having a pay rise. Do you understand that as well? You've put in or you've been asked?
No, not yet, but that'd be nice.
Right. But this is—he said this is coming. This is coming to you. But it's within the same work. Do you understand that? I need to make sure this is the right work and it's the same job. Because he keeps saying to me, it's all to do with the same job. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Do you understand that? I need a yes or no. If not, I'm going to go back to him and say, "Come on,
yes.
Mister." Right.
Yes,
so you understand that? Okay.
Yes.
When? Right. He just said to me something weird as well. He said August. Okay. August was. Birthday, thank you. August was a birthday, but there was an anniversary in September. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right, thank you. When? Right, okay. He's a character. What about her? She's not saying much. Right, okay. Right, bless him. I just said to what about your gran? And he went, oh, she's all right. This is the only time I'm ever going to get a word in. So, do you understand that?
That's about right.
Right, because he's almost like standing there with his hand over her mouth, so she can't talk, so he can have a go. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Give me a bit more. Right. Okay. Thank you. Right, sweetheart. He's saying to me that you've been asking and asking. Now I want to put this to probably a gentleman. You've been asking a gentleman to be doing something, and it's like you're hitting a brick wall. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right, he just said, tell him to pull his pants up and get on with it.
Okay,
Do you understand what he means?
Yes, I do.
Is this something to do with your partner? He's not doing a job or something like that?
No, it's to do with my dad.
Right, your dad, okay. Right. Right, give me a bit more. As long as you understand that information, that's great. Right. Yeah, now she wants confirmation about her work. Right. Right, thank you. He just said, yes, it's going to happen. The change is going to happen for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
He's not specifying what the job is or anything like that. He just said, yes, it's going to happen. Right, okay. Did you put Did you put in like an application for something in the last November, just gone? Did she put it in November, did she? Right, thank you. There was either some paperwork or something, like an application, or I don't know what it is, that some sort of form that you handed in or you gave in November. Do you understand that? What's it? Right.
Today? I can't remember November, but it is actually linked to the same company, and yes, it would have been November.
Right.
First time,
okay.
Yeah.
I tell you what, sometimes I wish people could see like we see as medium. Not all mediums see, okay? Because your grandfather is standing there, okay? A little bit taller than your grandmother, with his hand over your grandmother's mouth, right? And I just see this pair of lips protrude between two fingers. And she said, November, right? She's talking through his hands, November. She filled a form out, and it's to do with her work, okay, and it's all going to be processed correctly. And that's through his... And he's laughing, okay?
Yeah.
So it's all going to be processed correctly, okay? So you understand that?
Yes, I think I do, yeah.
Right. I could tell you what, I could link with these two for all night, because they are so funny. Right, she said, I'm small in mind, I'm small in body, but I've got a big heart, sweetheart. That's what she just said to me. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah.
Right? Did she use the smoke as well? Because I could just see a waft of smoke there as well.
Once a year on Christmas Day.
You know, when I look at her, please don't think I'm being rude, and I don't think she reminds me of saying this as well, but she reminds me of like a short Hilda Ogden.
Exactly.
She...
And that was her name, Hilda.
Was
that
it?
Name's Hilda.
Oh, there you go. Bless your heart, sweetheart. Thank you for that information. Sweetheart, on that note, okay, I'm gonna leave this link here for you. Please take
Thank
the love
you.
From these two fantastic grandparents, okay? But I'm gonna hand you over to Sarah May, okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was lovely. What a lovely couple. Hello, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. And you?
I'm very well. I feel like I know you, so I have a feeling that you are spiritual.
Yes.
Yeah? And I can see a hawk flying around you. I don't know whether you resonate with the hawk or with the power animals or Native American Indians, but I can see the hawk watching by near and far and watching for you. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
It's protection, okay? And you don't need it, but I know that you ask for this, okay? And you've also gotten fed up with the mundane, is what they're telling me. It's mundane, and I need more, okay? But you're not going to move until you feel it's absolutely right. And I feel there's a big step coming for you around about the month of May, darling, okay?
Yeah.
This is more, I want to say, outside, away from home, because I presume you've been working from home, and I feel like I want to step out of my door and I want to do more outside of home, okay?
Yeah.
I want to give you the name Lee. Who's Lee?
Oh, my, that's my stepdad. I haven't seen him in years. Yeah.
It's just an evidential thing for you, sweetheart. And I also got a strong Peter with you. Who's Peter?
A Peter?
Yeah, Pete or Peter.
Okay.
Have a think on it. Okay. I want to give you the month. Have you got it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to give you the month of February as well. It's been quite a relevant month for you. I also feel like the energy comes in at the back of your neck and it's very, very strong. Do you understand this? I feel that you could do a trance mediumship. If you don't already do so, you should be doing so. Because you've got a very, very strong energy and it's all about trust. Okay, you like to work on your own. I feel like you don't trust others. Okay, there's going to come, and I know you're strong at what you do, but there's going to come a time where you're going to need to let two or three people in. All right. I can also see you ghost hunting, sweetheart. So I don't know whether you've been thinking about doing this, but it's more like, I mean, you probably wouldn't like the words ghost hunting. It's more like proving evidence of survival. Okay, and I feel this is within the vicinity of where you live. It's about two or three streets away, and it's something to do with a hall, okay? So that's coming up for you. Also, you've got everything here. I'd want to lift you up and just move you forwards and give you the, almost like the chair, almost like a chair to lift. Was anybody in a chair around you, darling? A wheelchair or a chair?
My nan was in a wheelchair towards the end.
The chair, because it's almost like, is this the lady, is this Hilda?
Yes.
Yeah, Hilda. Okay. Yes. Well, she's given you the chair.
Oh,
she took herself out of it and she's put you in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's almost like she's given you some brakes, but she's put you on top of the hill, but she's saying the brakes will work.
Oh, my God.
So it's a leap of faith here with you, okay?
Okay.
I do feel, I know you're by the sea, because I'm presuming Eastbourne is by the sea anyway.
Yeah.
I've got, you're going somewhere else though. I tell you where I feel like you're going, sweetheart. It's Newcastle-on-Tyne, the Angel of the North. So I don't know whether you've got links there or whether there's an opportunity coming up that way for you. Okay. Watch out for that. You'll know about it. Okay. I also want to give you a Tom or a Thomas. Who's Tom or Thomas?
Oh, Tommy, yes.
Okay, darling.
Yes,
and I feel like there's December birthdays or there's December celebrations here.
Yes, there is, yes.
Do you understand? Give me these December. Now, do you want to ask me anything, sweetheart?
Okay.
Do you want to ask me anything while they're here?
No, I think you've basically answered everything, actually, confirmed what I needed to hear.
You've got
really
it.
Good.
You've got it. But the thing is, you are quite insular and quite private and can be a little bit shy, even though you don't come across that way. And sometimes groups can stifle you a little bit, okay? You like to be on your own. And I think this is just the one thing that you need to almost like get over to move you forwards.
Okay.
Do you understand, darling?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do understand that.
So just go with it. And the love from your grandparents there. And thanks ever so much for connecting. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much, and it was a lovely reading.
Well, Thank you for phoning.
Can I just say before you go, okay, have you had problems with your shoes?
My shoes?
Because your lovely grand just stepped in and told me to tell you to do your laces up. So have you had problems with your shoes?
No, I've got shoes. I bought a pair of shoes and they're too big, but they haven't got laces on them. I've got a bow on them.
Oh, right. Okay. She's showing me a bow. Right. Thank you. Right. Okay. But there is also another meaning here because she's showing me the laces. Okay. Hypothetical meaning here. Okay. The laces are being tied together. I'm watching her doing it now. The laces are being tied together. Please be careful not to trip yourself up, she just said. So have you... hang on. Have you tripped up recently? Because she talked about falling over and stuff. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, I didn't actually fall over.
Right.
I actually leant over and two of my discs popped out last week.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I know a very dear gentleman in the spirit world called Dr. John. He's actually in India at the moment because I've asked him to go and help in with a friend over in India. But I'll ask him once he's finished to come and see you and to help you with your back, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for phoning. And also, don't forget, you can go to the archives once the show finishes and download the show and you can have your reading on tap then, okay?
Yeah, I will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm not sure we've got time for another reading, so we've got a few minutes left, and I'd just like to say, Sarah, it was so great to see you and actually properly talk to you this time at the rendezvous.
Yeah.
rather than standing there going, who's that person?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Hello. and, yeah, thanks for coming on and doing some fantastic links. Yeah, it's been great. We should have you on more often. So,
I don't mind, I'd love to, Nick.
Well, maybe you could be a guest on my new show, on the Feel Closer to Spirit show, on a Thursday evening.
That'd be lovely.
So, but we'll be in contact anyway.
Oh, don't you? Definitely. We'll be working together.
Yeah, you know, you're doing a show, aren't you? Let me know about this show you're doing with the lovely Elizabeth Lee Crowther.
Oh, yes, on Sunday.
Yeah,
where
is that?
A couple of my friends, actually, you know, this week, who are on this morning. Jackie Weaver, who is a pet psychic. She's been on this morning today. You'll find her on the internet if you have a look at that. And Jackie, Beth Crowther and myself are on Beth Crowther's Spiritual Calling Show Sunday between 5 and 7. And then afterwards, we're going to do some readings at this pub. I can't think what it's... There's Something in Vain in Stourbridge with Beth.
Right.
And we're all rather cheeky, so I think it's going to be a cheeky time if you want to listen in.
Okay, wow. Sounds really good.
And I'll just mention, apparently this morning is haunted, and my friend Don Phillips of GSI Paranormal and Nick Stepani, my lovely matey, they're going up overnight on Thursday to see if they can find out, and they'll be on there Friday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, look after everybody else, not myself.
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned the Bridge Radio as well, because I'm at the Brindley on the 6th of April in Runcorn, as I've said before.
Yeah.
Tickets still available, quite cheap, and a good light out. But on the 7th, I'm actually driving down because Bridge Radio will be without Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And I'm stepping in as the host, yeah, for the day. So I'm really looking forward to that. Obviously, I've been on the radio show a couple of times before now.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely atmosphere, and I can't wait to do it.
Oh, it's great. So, Beth is hilarious. She's so dry, it's unbelievable.
She is. And also, Ken's very funny as well. I always find Ken very amusing.
I don't think we've got Ken this week. I mean, he did some development, and he got some stuff for me. I think it's Alex this week. So I'm really looking forward. I'm just looking forward to meeting Jackie and Beth again and just working together. Beth came up to rendezvous on Saturday, so we had a chat there.
Yeah, she likes telling everybody about my tree readings. In fact, she got me to do a tree reading in the interval when Derek was off going to have a cigarette and a drink. I was doing tree readings on this table, so it was quite funny. But, sweetheart, it's come to that time of the evening where we are coming to the end of the show. And I've got to say thank you to everybody, for all the listeners across the world, including India and wherever you are. And also to the lovely Sarah May for coming in on my show very last minute, because we were talking I think we was I was just getting into the house and you popped up, and I said, "Oh, why do you come on?" But thank you for coming on.
Pleasure. Thank you, everybody.
You. Yeah. Until next week. But don't forget, next week I will be in Norway and I'll be broadcasting live to an audience in Norway. Until next week, I love you all dearly. Thank you very much. It's Nick Humphreys, your medium. Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.